In what appears to be an AI-generated video, President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sunbathe shirtless on a beach. They are in an imaginary Gaza, transformed into a glitzy Riviera-style resort. Trump posted the video to social media late last night. Today, Arabs and Muslims are criticizing it. NPR's Sarah McCammon is following the reaction. Hi, Sarah.
Hi there.
Tell us more about what's in the video.
Well, it is pretty obviously AI-generated, if you can't tell from the description. It shows children running out of the rubble in Gaza into an imagined world of yachts and luxury buildings. There's a giant golden statue of Trump and a man resembling Elon Musk being showered with cash. Near the end, as you mentioned, Trump and Netanyahu are depicted sitting poolside, sipping drinks. And all the while, there is a jingle underneath that promises that Trump will, quote, set you free.
And how are people reacting to this, especially Arab and Muslim Americans?
Well, there's a lot of concern, especially because this comes, you know, just weeks after Trump suggested that the U.S. should take over Gaza and relocate Palestinians so that Gaza could be redeveloped into what he called the Riviera of the Middle East. Ibrahim Duhaini is originally from Lebanon and is now a medical physicist in Dearborn, Michigan. He told me Trump doesn't have the right to decide what happens to Gaza, and he says to the Palestinians the land is sacred, and this video is offensive.
Many prophets, you know, came to this area, and now thinking of changing this Gaza into like casinos and like hotels that has a lot of values that are against the Muslim community there. I mean, you know that Muslim community, they are against, you know, gambling, against alcohol drinking.
Like many Muslims in the Dearborn area, Duhaini voted for Trump, hoping he would bring peace to the Middle East. And today he told me he regrets that.
I know you recently visited Dearborn, which has one of the highest populations of Arab and Muslim Americans in the country. What are you hearing from leaders there today?
Right. Arab and Muslim voters there swung heavily toward Trump last year, which was important because Michigan is such a crucial state. Faye Nemmer is CEO and founder of the MENA American Chamber of Commerce in Dearborn, which represents business leaders with roots in the Middle East and North Africa. She told me it was her first time voting for a Republican because she hoped Trump would bring peace. And she's concerned about this, too.
That is very contradictory to, you know, achieving some sort of peaceful resolution. And it's very disruptive and destabilizing to those conversations that are happening. And we're sending the wrong signals to the MENA region and sending the wrong signals here at home.
Nemmer says this video is particularly counterproductive at a time when Arab leaders are discussing the future of Gaza. She's calling on Trump to take it down and issue a reconciliatory statement.
Has the White House commented?
Well, the White House is doubling down on Trump's position here. In a statement, White House spokesperson Anna Kelly said Gaza is uninhabitable in its current state. Kelly added that Trump's plan to involve the U.S. in rebuilding Gaza would allow Palestinians to resettle in what she calls new, beautiful communities, but she did not specify where those would be. And we should reiterate that Arab leaders have uniformly rejected the idea of removing Palestinians from Gaza. Arab leaders will be meeting in Egypt next week to talk about alternatives to Trump's proposal.
NPR's Sarah McCammon, thank you.
Thank you.